Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here today because we've got a short little pep talk episode that I think is going to light a fire under your booty, especially if you're in a season right now where you are scared as F to do that thing. Whether that thing is making a career transition or a physical move or just calling your shot or having a tough conversation that you know you need to have, or maybe you've got something that's like tugging on your heartstrings that you want to do, but you're scared to do it. Well, let's dive into this because friend to friend, I think that fear gets a really bad rap. And it's not fair because think of the dialogue that we have in our culture around fear. We're like, let's get rid of the fear, like squash the fear, crush the fear, kick the fear to the curb, like be fearless. It's this mentality that fear is always bad and it's our biggest obstacle. But I don't know about you, but I always think about if a bear is chasing me or if a car is going to hit me, I definitely want to be fearful of that bear or that car so that my body kicks into this fight or flight mode and I run away so I don't get eaten up or squashed by the car. So being fearless is not my goal. I want to be scared for survival, and you likely do too, but also for growth. I want to use fear as an opportunity to feel proud of myself. I want to use fear as an opportunity to guide me to living a life that I'm obsessed with. Because to me, and maybe to you too, when you think about it this way, doing something that scares me or makes me really freaking nervous and sweaty in weird places means that I'm doing something that matters. Doing the fearful thing, which in most cases, unless you're doing something kind of sketchy or you're doing something really like adrenaline junkie style, which I'll be real, I have gone skydiving, amazing, bungee jumping, amazing. But the scariest thing that I've ever done was run with the bulls with my best friend in Pamplona, Spain. That was scary. Okay. If you've done any of those things, feel free to slide into my DMs. Let's chat about it because they're all scary and they make you want to pee yourself. But typically, when you're doing something that you're scared of, it's because you care about the result on the other end. And caring about something is really cool. To have something on the other end that you can feel proud of, or you can look back and be like, holy crap, I did it. That matters. But let's also be honest. If you're never scared, how do you ever get to be brave? That's literally what braver is, doing the thing that you're scared to do. And few things make you feel more badass than being brave. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you've heard me say a bazillion or so times that I truly believe that easy robs you of proud. We never feel proud of ourselves for accomplishing the easy stuff. So when we wish away fear and wish that we were never scared to do anything, we would be robbing ourselves. Because if you only take the easy path, you're missing out on a ton of fulfillment and pride that comes from doing the thing that you're scared to do, but choosing to work through that fear and do it anyway. And honestly, more practically speaking, because I don't often get chased by bears, or typically I'm not like frantically jumping out of the way of cars, and I'm guessing that you probably aren't either. But right now, you might be fearful of failing at something or fearful of doing something and having to have a conversation with someone about it. Right? You're fearful of someone close to you's opinion of you making a transition, or maybe you're moving to an unknown place or an unknown career path, or you're just afraid of the unknown of the world that we live in. And it's crazy. 2020 is the curveball year. It's a wild, wild place out there. Well, if you're feeling that, first of all, please know that you're not alone. I'm with you, right? We're in this together forever. That's why we do this podcast like this. But I think it's a really powerful question to just ask yourself, which path is worth the work? Which path is going to give me the better result on the other end? Because comfy feels nice, but is it going to get you where you want to go? Fearful feels scary, But is that going to get you where you want to go? Because we know that we're not wired for change, right? Like we talk about this often on this podcast. The reason we don't want change is because it's hard. Like, why would you want hard? We're not wired for that. It's uncomfortable. Sometimes we want to pee ourselves because we're scared of failure. Although, let's be real, because we're actually not as much scared of failure as we are scared of other people watching us fail and what they might think of us or what assumptions they might make about us or what they might say about us to other people. Or we're really scared of letting someone down, that we think if we fail, that we're going to be a failure as if it's a conditional thing to them, or that we're really going to let them down or disappoint them. We don't want to do that as humans, right? So we're more scared of the reaction to a failure than the actual act of failure, but you get the point, right? We don't want to be uncomfortable because that sucks. So we resist change and then we blame fear. And it's funny because we know our brain likes familiar because it feels like it's safer than the alternative of the scarier thing. The scarier thing just being the unknown thing. Our like primal brain, as psychologists like to call it, you know, is the one that's going to jolt us to get out of danger if the bear is going to eat us or the car is going to squish us, right? But what about if you decided blaming fear or wishing it away or, you know, waiting until you aren't scared was not the solution? If you were like, wait a second, I've been trying this blaming fear thing or waiting until I feel ready or waiting until the circumstances are perfect, the conditions are exactly ideal. I'm waiting. But like, let's be real, life throws curveballs. Look at 2020, right? What if instead you reframed fear? Like it was a fun compass that's going to help guide you to get you where you want to go. What about if when you feel the fear, you start to ask yourself better questions? Better questions get better answers. What's your body trying to tell you? Because for me, and maybe for you too, I get a visceral reaction when I need to make a decision, right? Like everything that I've done that I was scared to do or I didn't feel ready to do, I feel it in my body where I'm like, ah, shoot. I got to do it, because that discomfort that we often want to wish away, I think it's a gift, right? When you get that discomfort, because after you have it for a little while, you probably want to get rid of that discomfort. And often that comes from taking action. That's where clarity comes from right now. So when you think about that, okay, if your body is telling you something, how can you use that to propel you to take action? What should you be paying attention to? Right? Like, what are those things? Like, you get that little like glimmer in your gut that you're like, maybe I should try that thing, but then you try and squish it down. What if you didn't squish it down? Right? What if you didn't blame it on fear? What if you weren't like, well, if I wasn't so scared, I'd do it. Well, when are you going to be less scared? How you get less scared is you start practicing doing things before you feel ready, right? How could you use this fear to actually move you forward, to get you closer to where you want to be? Because girl, just because it's hard or you're sweaty in weird places doesn't mean it's the wrong choice. Maybe that's the right choice because it's going to give you the most opportunity to feel proud of yourself. It's going to give you the most growth. It's going to make you more excited about your one freaking shot on this planet. And truthfully, I don't think life is about doing something because you're supposed to be guaranteed to know the outcome. We don't have that type of certainty in life. If you've been dealt any curveball, not even in 2020, just any curveball in your life, which I'm sure you have, you've got to realize that, right? I think it's really about doing the thing to do it. For going down the path that will start to guide you towards a life that you're more excited about. Like, for example, when I started this podcast just under 2 years ago, I was scared, right? I was sweaty. And I've mentioned before, I mean, I used to do these really awkward dramatic pauses. If you go listen to episode one, I was very scared, okay? Because I didn't know what people would think of it. I didn't know if people would listen to it. I didn't know if they would leave negative reviews or think that I suck. And also, let's be real, it's an intimate platform. So it's kind of weird because I'm right now sitting in my closet recording this with my Britney Spears headset on because all of our furniture is still delayed and our house is too echoey. So I'm recording in the closet. And I don't know where you are. Like, you could be listening to me right now, naked, in your shower. If so, toss that loofah in the air, girl, you know, right? Or you could be at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's in the produce section. You're like, what kind of zucchini should I get, right? Or you could be on your way to work, cruising down the freeway, and you were like, you know what? This time, I'm not going to listen to the radio. This time, I'm not going to listen to T-Swift. No offense to T-Swift, love you. But, you know, I'm going to put on a podcast because I need a little fire under my booty. And maybe she's got a pep talk. I do. What's up? Let's go. Or maybe you're in the car and your kids are in the back and they're like, Mom, you're listening to another podcast. Yes, kids, she is. She's listening to another podcast. What's up? Eat your veggies, go to school, right? Whatever, right? Or maybe you're working out. Sorry, last one. All these are popping into my head. Maybe you're working out and you're hearing this part of the podcast episode mid-squat. If so, girl, get lower. If you're doing push-ups, hold it. Don't do them on your knees. Get on your hands. If you can do them on your hands, let's do it, girl. But for real, honestly, I didn't know what would come of this podcast, but I didn't start podcasting with some end goal in mind. I didn't know what the outcome would be. I signed up to start podcasting because I wanted the path, right? Like I didn't know where it would take me from the place that I was in where I started, but I got this gut feeling. And for me, I was in this really comfy place and I had a really great business and I just felt comfy. And I just didn't want that anymore, right? I wanted growth. I wanted fear. I wanted to be scared. I wanted to do something new because I knew that on the other end was a proud version of me. And I thought maybe I could impact some people with this podcast. Right? So maybe for you, it's not about going into this, you know, new thing that you're going to do, right? Or making this transition or stepping into this new identity or being a more bold version of you because you have to know the outcome. Maybe you can stop trying to squash down your fear and do it scared anyway, because you know that if you do that thing, it's going to give you better direction. You're either going to find out that you love something and that's awesome, or you're going to find out that you don't. You're going to find out that when you raised your hand and suggested that thing or asked for that promotion and you didn't get it, maybe you should be moving different companies. You're going to find out when you had that tough conversation if that person was receptive to it, or maybe you need to make some, you know, changes in your personal life. You're gonna find out something by doing it scared. You're not gonna find out anything by trying to stay in what you perceive as comfy, but it's not really comfy. It's just familiar, right? And honestly, it's about starting that project, switching careers, having the conversation, making the move, raising your hand in the meeting, calling your shot, asking for that promotion, starting that blog, starting that podcast, you know, switching towns that you live in, doing the damn thing for the whole juicy experience of doing it and for the big TBD of what will come. You're never going to know what will come, but that's what makes it so exciting. And from my experience, every time that I've done something before I felt like I was ready or qualified, even when I was sweaty in weird places, feeling all the feels, all the fear, it never worked out the way that I've planned, but it's always worked out better, right? Maybe I can't see it at that exact moment. And when you're ugly crying and you're doubting yourself, you're like, Kaish, this is not helpful. I'm in it right now. But there is going to be a future version of you that's going to look back at this season and is going to be feel so proud of you, right? For how you've navigated this. And at the end of the day, I don't think that the point of our one shot on this planet is to coast through it and get to the end and be like, whew, I made it to the end. Right? People on their deathbed, they don't regret the things that they did. They regret the things that they didn't do. So maybe we just get a little bit more comfortable with this fear. We start to dance with it a little bit, right? And we start to have more fun. We start to look for the good, right? We start to show up. We crank the volume up on our personalities. We start doing more of the things that we feel called to do, even if we're scared, right? Because gosh, I want a life, and I think you do too, if you're listening to a podcast like this, where you've got a lot of, holy crap, I can't believe I did that moments, rather than, I wonder what would have happened if I tried, if I didn't let fear hold me back, you know? And real talk, girl, if you heard my lengthy plug on last Thursday's episode, episode number 193, I talked for the first like 4 minutes about The Collective because it's my personal development community. And I really, really care about you as a podcast listener and supporting you in whatever way that I can. And this is the only way for us to get to know each other better and more intimately than we can through the podcast. So if you want to level up in your life or your career or your relationships, whatever it may be that you're working on, at the time that this episode is released on Monday, this is your last day. We close registration for The Collective on Tuesday, October 6th. And we only open registration a few days a month because I really want to focus on pouring my energy into that community. And the month of October is all about identity and vision. And I'm going to help you light a fire under your booty, right? Me and over 1,350 women from all across the globe who care about leveling up in their life too. Like I said, we close registration on Tuesday, October 6th. DM me on Instagram, check the show notes for the link, snag your spot, text me collective, or just text me like, give me the juice to 512-548-2728. Again, that's collective to 512 or whatever you want. You can text me whatever you want. 512-548-2728 or slide into my DMs. Snag your spot. Say no to FOMO. Don't come to me later and be like, case you, I missed the deadline, because then you have to wait till November and that just freaking sucks. So today and every day, I love you. I'm in this with you. We're going to figure this out together. We're going to navigate this season. We're going to look back and we're going to feel so proud of the woman that we became because of this season that we sometimes want to wish away. We're going to feel so proud of ourselves for doing the thing that we felt scared to do because in our gut, we knew it was the right thing to do. So I'm sending so much love to you and I will talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.